He tells us, he says, when you receive forgiveness and grace, it brings you in a new done dimension. You can live here. It's new. You live from grace and forgiveness. It's beautiful. But when you are not forgiving to another, you cannot be not forgiving when you are here. Then you need to come down and be not forgiving, leaving grace and forgiveness behind. And he says that's the consequence. The consequence is that you're back out. That's not because I punish you, because I didn't tell you to step out of grace and forgiveness that I gave you. I'm welcoming you here. But in order to live here, you need to do the same thing. And this is the key. This is what it is all about. Look, the father, in the embrace of the prodigal son, he gave him the mantle, the shoes, and the ring. It's the authority, and he gave them sonship, and he gave him the rest of the inheritance, because the ring is you can pay. It's a credit card. Don't tell Maria. So he trusted him. What was the basis on which God trusted, or the father trusted, the prodigal? Yeah, but what did he do, the son? How could he give him this trust? For us, it's irrational, not logic. We say you prove that you're worthy. You did everything wrong. Show me that you're worth my trust. No, the father turns it around. Why? Because he says, I am working from the principle of full dependency. He says, I made you, created you from before the creation, from before the foundation. Before the foundation of the world, there has been no sin yet. So he knows you in your perfect state. And he says, I can trust you. He's looking to who you are supposed to be. And I have no problem. I can trust you. Yes, you did all things wrong. He says, now you have to trust me. And the son said, but how can I do that? He says, because I give you trust. That's the only way to be able to trust God. We need to receive it in order to give it, be able to give it. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all everything that is within you. With all, that is approximately 100%. So. How can we love? Did you do that last week? 100% with your heart and your soul and your strength and everything that is in you. Did you love God with everything? Did you really? Come on, liar. So we are depending on him. He says, oh, wait a minute, this is a commandment. But Jesus fulfilled the commandment. So now it becomes a promise. You know, you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength and all your soul, everything that you will do it. Why? Because I provide.
I provide. Come. Let me fill you with this love. The fullness of his love. We receive it, and then we are able to do it. The forgiveness. We are forgiven. Then that is why we can forgive. Forgive our enemies. How do you do such a thing? You know, the saying, and I repeat this every year, and it's that they say, wounded people wound people, descend forth. Wounded people wound people, healed people heal people. That's a pastoral saying, and it's true. When you are still wounded, wounding comes forth out of you. So that's why we need healing, in order that we can heal. So the father sees his son, the prodigal, coming, and he comes, and everything, because he has hurt the father with everything he did. Normally, when you get hurt by someone, you take care that he cannot do it again. You take your distance. You build your wall. You're careful. Father is not on the distance. He's not careful. He runs to him. The pain, he feels the pain. Now, how can you do such a thing? How can you see your enemy? He has done terrible things. And you run to him, I love you. That's our part. I love you. You crush him. In the name of love. So, but the Father not, but how? Because when he created us, he created us like him, in his image, in his likeness. So, if he can do it, he has a different heart than me. So how can I get his heart? And here comes the key, and that's because he read the book of the Sandfords, probably. The Sandfords say, wounded people wound people. The son wounded his father's heart. And his father, he says, oh my God, no, he's not saying, oh my God. He says, oh my, you wounded my heart in a terrible way. It means you must have a wounded heart. My goodness. Come in my arms. He's not saying to him, this is why we know that the God with the finger doesn't exist. He is not saying, you better try, you do your best. Because someone with a wounded heart cannot heal himself, so wounding will come forth. Whether you try and do your best or not, the wounding will, it's a result of the wounded heart. How can a God be a God who says to those who have wounded hearts, you better try and do your best? Of course not. So the God with the finger doesn't exist. He says, come in my arms. Let me heal your heart with my love. When we receive the healing, we can produce healing. When we receive the love, we can produce the love. When we receive the forgiveness, we can produce the forgiveness. When we receive the trust, we can produce the trust. In everything, we are depending on him. Everything. Beautiful. I think mm-hmm. One more thing, and then we will look at the you don't know yet. Yeah, there is an the DVD. It's number. Number 9 from this one. Then Bill Johnson said something that made me really think. He said he mentioned the examples of the cities that are what is it? San Francisco, Las Vegas, the how do you call such cities?
Dens of iniquity.
Full of iniquity. They are like Sodom and Gomorrah. And he says, the Christians point them out. He said, look, those cities, wicked cities, San Francisco, Las Vegas, you will die in your sin. Wicked cities. We call Amsterdam, we may be London, as an example. Matthew 18:18, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, shall have already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, shall have already been loosed in heaven. What if the church has bound these cities with the saying of the mouth, the condemning? It's impossible for them to change. What if we change and speak words of life over the cities where they need forgiveness? How can they change if they do not receive it? When they are wicked, the most wicked need the most love, forgiveness, and grace. So instead of us coming down from where we are through grace and forgiveness and just dooming the cities, why not shine here and tell them there is a way to change? The song I want to show to you is from the DVD from Michael W. Smith, and Carrie Jobe is singing there. And they sing together, "You're the One That Really Matters." And then at some point, there is a sentence, and I love that. "I know that I've been found, and the cares of life can't hold me down. 'Cause you're the one I want to please. What matters now is what you think." And then the beautiful sentence. "I can't help but scream about the way that you moved in. Chaotic love has messed me up so I can live again." Let's enjoy when Graham is ready. Let me see. Chapters? Yes, very good. And then next. Further. Yes, next.